In the name of the Father, and Son, the Holy Spirit, and God, Amen. I hope that I speak concerning the Word of God. If we ask ourselves, who was crucified? Surely the incarnate Word of God. Therefore, I hope that we discuss the consent of the Word of God before the crucifixion and the Word of God after His crucifixion. In the epistle of the Hebrews, the epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 12. For the Word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. Glory be to God. Amen. Through these words, I ask myself, and you ask yourself, where is Jesus? The Word of God. Where is the Word of God? He is living. He is within me. He is very deeper. As Saint Augustine said, that I was searching for you outside myself. I tried to see you through nature. I tried to discover you through the books of philosophy. I tried to speak of you among my friends, but unfortunately I didn't find you because you were inside me, and in my foolishness I was seeking for you outside me. Through the cross we discover that the Word of God, not outside us, He is within us, the Word is within us, is very near to us. According to one of the Holy Fathers, he said that the Word is more nearer to me than myself. He is more closer to me than myself. If we ask Adam, what about the Word of God? He would say, oh, it is a command. Through this command, I am forbidden to eat from one of the trees of the garden. If we ask ourselves, where is the Word of God? We say, oh, He is within us. This is the difference before crucifixion and after crucifixion. Before crucifixion, we were looking to the Word of God as a command coming from heaven to forbid us from something. At the cross we discover the Word of God is dwelling within us. We became the temple of God. It is His pleasure that He dwells in us, He abides in us, and we abide in Him. Saint Paul, in the same place, in chapter 4, in his epistle to the Hebrews, he said that the Word of God is living. Where He is living? Within me. He is very effective in my life. And afterwards he said, oh, He is the high priest who is in heaven and He intercedes on my behalf. Where is God? Where is the Word of God? He is within me. He is in heaven. It is a marvelous thing that when we seek for the Word of God, I look to my heart, as Saint Augustine used to say. When we say, Our Father who art in heaven, we look to the heaven which is within us. At the same time, I look up to the throne of God and I say, Oh, who is within me? He is with the Father, who accepted to descend to me, had the power to ascend with him to the throne. I can tell you, it is too hard for me to express myself, how truly the Word of God became not foreigner for us. He is my head. He is my heavenly groom. He is my close friend. He is my joy. He is my glory. He is the heavenly food. He is the living water. He is the door. As he said, he is the way. He is the road. He is the truth. He is the groom. He is the door. He is the way. He is the friend. He is my Lord. Everything. In Adam, first Adam, I feel I can't hear the voice of God. He forbids me from something and it is impossible for me to obey him. When I look to the Word of God, the second Adam, I rejoice and say, Thanks God. You are within me, you are in heaven. Through you, I became in heaven, and I will live and abide eternally in heaven. He opened the gates of hope to everyone. He satisfies all my needs. If we ask Adam and Eve while they were hidden behind the tree, and we ask them, Where are you? They will answer as they answer to God, We are afraid. We are in shame. We are naked. We are in lack of joy. We are in lack of happiness. When we ask ourselves now, after we look to the tree, not to be hidden with Adam and Eve under the shadow of the tree, but we accepted the new tree, the tree of life. We say, Oh, we are not living here in this world. Or although we are here by our body, but by our souls, by our hearts, we are in heaven. I am not in need. Nobody, in fact, can satisfy me. I will not beg from any person. If I am hungry, he is my heavenly food. If I am thirsty, he is my living water. If I am homeless, He is the door, and I will find a place in which I can have rest. If I feel I am alone, I will find him my groom. If I feel I am astray away, he is my way to heaven. If I feel I am depressed, he is my joy. I am not suffering of anything in this world. The Christian person, through the crucifixion of the Word of God,
is the most joyful person in the whole world. Saint Ambrose wrote in one of his letters, "Can we find any person in the world who is more or who is happy more than the Christian person? Never." I remember once there was a lady, she was in many, many troubles. She had also financial troubles. Once she visited us, me and Tassoni, and she was very joyful. I was astonished, although she was depressed. I asked her, "Why you are joyful today?" She said, "Father, do you know what happened this morning?" I said, "No." She said, "Oh, my little kid, when he awake, he said to me, 'Mom, I am the richest person in the world. Nobody is rich like me in the world.'" She was astonished and said to him, "How do you say that? What do you have that you became the richest person in the world?" Then he smiled and said, "Because I have a mom like you." She was very, very happy. Can we say the same to the Lord Jesus Christ? When she said this story, I said, "Oh, if this child was very happy with his mom, although she was in lot of problems, even financial problems, what about me? And I have my Lord Jesus Christ, not my mom. He is my groom. He is my brother. He is my life. He is my joy. He is my glory. He is everything to me." Do we have the same feeling of this child? We have to speak frankly. What about the feeling of this child with his mom and Adam with the word of God? Adam was afraid. He felt that he was in lack. He was alone. He was suffering of loneliness. He was suffering of inferiority. All the doors was closed to him. He was suffering of the feeling of shame. But this child, on the opposite, on the contrary, he was truly full of joy. I think the message of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ is to discover the word of God. It is not just a command. It is the person of the word of God who satisfies the needs of the whole world. When we asked Adam and Eve, "What do you know about the word of God?" they would say, "Oh, the serpent told us that if we disobey God, we will become like him." They felt that obeying the word of God in fact means lack of glory, lack of likeness to God. When we become at or near the cross and we look to the word of God, we say, "Oh." Through the word of God, our image has been restored. We became in the image of God. We have a power and authority. We can do what we want in the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing is impossible for us. We can say, "Oh, preaching is very hard. Purity in this atmosphere is impossible. Loving men and many, there are many deceivers, is a kind of foolishness. No? In the Lord Jesus Christ, everything became very easy. To be in the image of God, and our heart to be widened with love toward the whole mankind. If we ask St. Paul, can you tell us what is the Word of God, or who is the Word of God? He would say in his epistle to Romans, chapter 3, verse 20, through the law we know sin. When God granted us the law, we discovered that we are sinners. If there is some children, and I said, I will put this paper here, don't touch it. What do you expect? When I will leave, many will come and see, oh, what is this paper? Through the law, God says, don't do that or do that. And through the law, we discover our heart that we are disobedient. And all mankind became under the curse of breaking the law. Now we ask St. Paul, what about the law after the crucifixion? He would say, oh, it is a gift. I discovered that the law is not only the way by which I discover my sin, but also it leads me to the Word of God, to Jesus Christ. The law is the road or the way through which I enjoy the Word of God as a person and to live with Him and to enjoy His righteousness. Through the law, no one can be justified. Through the Word of God, who was crucified, not only we are justified, but also we are glorified. We are sanctified, and we are glorified. Now I want just to ask myself, and you ask yourself, do you discover the sweetness of the Word of God? What about the Bible? When you read the Bible, is it just a book among billions of books? Or it is just some files in the computer? No. Through this book, I discover who is hidden in the book, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Word of God. When I read the Bible, I am not reading a book. I am in contact with the Word of God. Before reading, we have to lift up our hands, our hearts. We lift our hearts and say, oh Lord, I want to be in contact with you. I want to enjoy the fellowship with you. I want to discover your personality. I want you to reveal your glory in my heart. I want you to illuminate my inner man. Reading the Bible is not just some duty, I have to do that. No, it is a gift to me that I have this Bible. Through it, I am in fellowship with the Word of God. I partake in His nature. I am waiting to be glorified with him eternally. I discover my future. I enjoy my life here in this world as a joyful trip because I am in fellowship with him. I accompany him. May the Lord Jesus Christ grant all of us to enjoy the word of God. Glory be to God. Amen.